Of how our own D4s are. D16s are. In the D16 chart, yesterday we were asking how many of you have debilitated planets. And remember, I was talking about the Fakira. The Fakira is considered the concept of complete detachment. The concept of complete detachment is based upon the debility of planets. When planets get debilitated, you are detached. And when you are detached, it means you are ready for moksha. If you are going to be attached to everything, how will you get moksha? So if planets are exalted in your D16 chart, you are unlikely to get moksha. Even one exalted planet is enough to prevent the moksha. Try to understand the concept over here. And we talk of now keep that concept in mind. Think of somebody like a great saint, let's say Thakur Ramakrishna Paramahansa, who had Jupiter exalted. So then you will observe that Jupiter is retrograde. That means although it is exalted, it is retrograde, giving the results of debility. Okay? The debility of Jupiter is the first thing that we check. Debility of Jupiter is very important for strong detachment. Because Jupiter is all the good things in the world. And when that planet gets debilitated, then only you will be detached. If there is no detachment, how will you get moksha? D16 chart is checked for what we call the concept of Akira. So the happiness and sorrow is based upon attachment. If you are attached to something, that thing will cause you both happiness and sorrow. Keep that in mind. Happiness and sorrow are two sides of the same coin. So when a planet is exalted, it is causing both happiness and sorrow. On the other hand, when a planet is debilitated, it will give neither happiness nor sorrow. Did you understand the peculiar thing that I am teaching now? So a debilitated planet is actually a blessing. Because that particular planet is helping you to become detached from that objective. To that extent, you are more spiritual. You observe, many of you are having exalted planets. If the sun is exalted, you will see there will be some permanent sorrow pertaining to Father. And that sorrow as an emotion is not leaving you because it is exalted. It is causing either you are very happy or you are very sad. Extreme emotion comes from exalted planets. Venus is exalted. You will have permanent sorrow pertaining to relationships. Any person with Venus exalted, permanent sorrow pertaining to relationships. So, what is the funny thing in having exalted planets? Exalted planets means you will have strong attachments. And these strong attachments will cause you strong amount of happiness and a strong amount of sorrow. And remember, happiness is so transient, so temporary. It is sorrow that is more permanent. Because happiness comes from moon. We did that moon and Saturn. And moon is a very fast planet, so the happiness will go away fast. Whereas Saturn gives sorrow. Saturn is a slow planet, so the sorrow will go slowly. It's a simple, straight logic. So based upon exaltation and debilitation, remember, when it comes to happiness and sorrow, exalted planets will give more sorrow than happiness. If you have Venus exalted, some serious relationships, sorrow will always be there in your heart. Sun exalted, father. Moon exalted, mother. Jupiter exalted, one some serious sorrow pertaining to children or grandchildren, or maybe grandfather. Like that. Bear in mind, the planet which is exalted will give sorrow from its karakatva, the signification. So keeping that in mind, the question now arises, is it good to have exalted planets? We can't decide whether it is good or not. It is up to the individual. Every individual. For example, some people love good clothes. Now, if you love good clothes, obviously you need to have an exalted Venus to love good clothes. If you have a debilitated Venus, how can you love good clothes? So, what you love and what you don't love depends upon your exaltations. What about planets in own sign? Just one grade less, that's all. Swashatra is just one grade less than exaltation. So in what way is it better? What about enemy signs? Good, you will get detached. The objective of life, the goal of life, as per our Vedic scriptures, is to get detached, not to get attached. The manas must not be attached to anything. And how can we make the manas detached? Which means, the lord of the 12th house, who is responsible for detachment, must have some connection with the moon. When the moon is associated with Dusthanas, 6th, 8th or 12th house, the moon in the 6th house, the moon in the 8th house, or the moon in the 12th house, and Saturn is simultaneously associated with Lagna or the lord of Lagna, then it is called Brahmana Yoga. Brahmana Yoga. I repeat, Brahmana Yoga. Moon in 6th, 8th or 12th house, and Saturn must associate with Lagna by Drishti or with Lagnesh, with the lord of Lagna. Then Brahmana Yoga is formed. What is the implication of Brahmana Yoga? It means detachment. Natural ability to detach. When you have the natural ability to detach, then sorrow cannot touch you. No matter how much sorrow they give you, it cannot touch you. Because God has given you that ability to get over sorrow. Look at any person's horoscope who has Saturn aspecting Lagna, Saturn in Lagna. The person has the capacity to rise above sorrow. That is such a beautiful blessing. It's called Brahmana Yoga. How many of you have Saturn aspecting or conjoined Lagna in the Rashi chart? There you see. So many of you. So many of you have the capacity to rise above sorrow. It is such a beautiful capacity. Add to that a position of moon in the 6th, 8th or 12th, which means you are destined to see a lot of sorrow. See, firstly, God has given you capacity to rise above sorrow by Saturn Drishti on Lagna or conjoining Lagna or Lagnesh, even Lagnesh. And then puts moon in 6th, 8th or 12th, means lot of sorrow. That means you are truly Brahmana. A great Brahmana is born. No matter how much sorrow you give him, he is still laughing. Let us see how much more poison you can put in my cup. He's telling God, let me see how much more poison you can put in my cup. For every drop of poison that you give, you will have to give me as many drops of nectar. You see, that is the balance of nature. For every drop of poison that you get from Saturn, somewhere in the Akash, you will get a drop of nectar. So that is what the Brahmins wait for. So, in the D16 chart, question is, does Saturn have anything to do with your Lagna? Or Lagna Lord? If it has, then good, you have the capacity to rise above sorrow. Because Lagna or Lagna Lord is the intelligence, and the intelligence is geared to rise above sorrow. That is important. It is not important whether you see sorrow or not. Everybody will see sorrow. But it is important whether you can come out of sorrow. Are there debilitated planets in Lagna? Are there debilitated planets aspecting Lagna? Good. It gives you the capacity to come out of sorrow. Did you get my point here? What happens if I have all my planets in 6th, 8th and 12th? Super. You are born to see sorrow from everybody. But in the same time, pray to God. Well, give me as much sorrow, but also please teach me how to see that sorrow and to laugh at its face. For that, you need Saturn aspecting Lagna or conjoining Lagnesh. That one blessing you need, one tiny little blessing. Here Jupiter is not important, it is Saturn that is important. Now, in every divisional chart, I taught you a principle of looking at Aquarius and Capricorn, Kumbha Rashi and Makar Rashi. Why are we looking at these signs? What is in Kumbha Rashi will be lost forever. What is in Makar Rashi will give you permanent sorrow. It will not die easily. It will keep giving you sorrow throughout Kali Yuga. So, if you have powerful benefic planets in Makar Rashi or Kumbha Rashi, you have the capacity to laugh and be happy even when there is sorrow. Am I being understood here? Sorrow comes to everyone. Everybody has Capricorn and Aquarius in their D16 chart. Are you telling me that there can be a D16 chart without Capricorn and Aquarius? No. There will be a Capricorn, there will be Aquarius. Whatever houses are ruled by Capricorn and Aquarius is the root of your sorrow. You cannot escape that sorrow. Simply look at these houses, you have sorrow in that. Now the question is not whether you have sorrow. Question is, when that sorrow comes, how do you deal with it? Do you have a Jupiter over there? That your intelligence will not fail you even at that critical juncture. Do you have a Mercury over there? That you will laugh at the face of the God of Death and tell him, are you joking with me? You have come to take my soul. How many times have you done it in the past? What are you trying to tell me that I should be afraid? That way Mercury is very brave, you must admit, no? He is able to laugh at the God of Death. Yama, you have come. So what? You have come so many times earlier. This is not the first time we are going to die. That is the power of Mercury, the guts of Mercury. Very brave. What about Venus? The person is saying, okay, so what? The sorrow comes over there, but Venus still gives you the capacity to come out even if they bury you alive. If they bury you alive, you will still come out like a tree. That is the power of Venus, the power of rejuvenation. Of all of them, Jiva is the best to have Jupiter in the signs of Saturn. Because then what happens is, no matter what, sorrow, you will not give up life. You cling to life. You have the capacity to cling to life when Jupiter is in these signs. So with these words, and having clarified the meaning of Sukha and Dukha based upon attachment, because D16 is about Manas and Manas is about attachment. So now, how many of you have exalted planets in D16? Good, I will start with that corner. Which one is exalted? Chandra. Mother. Sorrow from mother because of attachment to mother. Good. What about Saturn's exaltation? What sorrow can he give us? Pardon? Poverty. People. I'm looking at a person. When a planet is exalted, my attachment is to that. And that attachment is going to cause me sorrow. Pardon? Servants, if you have servants. If you don't have servants. Pets, if you don't have pets. Elders. Elders, yes. Elders is the correct thing. Elders of the family. But not father and mother. Other elders. Like elder brother, for example. Am I? Any elder, like an elder brother, elder uncle, elder aunt, any elder, sorrow will come from that. Will come. There is no escape. Venus. Okay. Venus I have talked about. You. Saturn exalted. Good. Ketu in Leo is also an exaltation. But Ketu really Tamas planets. I mean, I don't know what I can signify as Ketu. But there will be sorrow pertaining to that. Yeah. Jupiter. Children. Is it retrograde or straight? Not retrograde. Children. Keep that in mind. Queen Elizabeth. Jupiter exalted. Because you'll be very attached to children. You love the children. But there'll be some sorrow there. Because the expectations are high. That is why there is sorrow. Keep that in mind. Anybody else?
Mars.
Siblings.
Wow, that's too much.
Straight. Huge sorrow from siblings. Yeah.
Rahu Mool Trikona fourth house.
Mool Trikona will give some sorrow, but Rahu. See, the thing about Rahu Ketu is different. Rahu Ketu we cannot treat as normal. Yes, please.
Venus and Sun.
Venus I have already talked about. And the Sun is Father. No doubt on that. That is permanent. Exalted planet is permanent sorrow. It is a permanent sorrow. You cannot remove the sorrow. And because it is exalted, you cannot let go of the exaltation. That is the problem. The secret lies in debilitating that planet. You debilitate the planet, the problem is gone. Because you got detached. You just got detached. You get detached, the problem is gone. Yeah.
Jupiter
retrograde is actually good. But the retrograde Jupiter still, you know, there will be sorrow either from students who are like children, you know, or children or things like that. Son is father. Serious sorrow from father. She's got that. You are young, you can talk to her, and then you can understand how it is. It is always good to talk to somebody who's elder, who has got a similar planetary thing. Talk to them about that so that you can understand what it means. Always good to talk to an elder. Because the elders have already experienced it and you don't have to experience it. You can solve it earlier. It's bullseye. Look at D16. Blind. Any planet exalted. Sorrow. Guaranteed. I will not fail. You will have sorrow from there. Yeah. No, no, you are interested, but there is no happiness and no sorrow. Whatever happens to them, happens to them. You are treating them as a being completely independent from you. You should develop, for example, in the chart of Shri Krishna, Jupiter is debilitated. The example that is given in the tradition, because we learn in the tradition, we will do the chart of Shri Krishna, and I'm supposed to explain that. You will see that Jupiter is debilitated. Now, Jupiter means you will be tested. All these planets are constantly going to test in your mind. Debilitated in the 10th house. So, his son was to be tested by Narada Muni. Narada Muni came and told Krishna, I am going to test your son. But because you are Bhagwan, I need your permission to do that. Otherwise, I can test him without your permission. I don't need anybody's permission. He is the Drakkana. You know that. He is the deity of the Drakkana. There are three major rishis. The rishis are ruling the Drakkana. And Narada is on top of one. So for karma phala, he can test you. So he says, I am going to give your son a terrible disease. And he will have to suffer like anything. Because he has ahankara for his beauty. But Krishna says, are you sure he has ankar? He has ankar, is my judgment. Krishna says, fine if that be so. So Krishna was able to see that what is going to happen is actually good for the son. His son will actually achieve something phenomenal because of this thing that is going to happen. So he gave his permission. He got leprosy. Krishna's son got leprosy. And the only way he could get cured was through tapasya of the sun god. So he went all the way to Orissa. There in the banks of Chandrabhaga, he started the tapasya of the sun god. So therefore, the tapasya that he did, there is a book on that called the Samba Puran. I was reading that just now when I came for this course. I was reading the Samba Puran. In which there is this worship of the sun god. Nowhere else is it in such detail and so powerful. Samba Puran. And therefore, the world benefited from his tapasya. He got cured. The Konarak temple was built. And the mantras with which the Lord Surya was worshipped is in the Samba Puran. Those are the highest man, most powerful mantras to worship him. So the world benefited. So you see, the debility of Jupiter indicates that level of detachment by which you can allow the child to suffer for the benefit of the child. That is good for them. It is not that you are not accepting this person as your child, but it is necessary for the child to grow up and learn. And unless you have that level of detachment, that you are a separate soul and you have your karma and you must grow, that is the level of understanding and knowledge, if I can use the word. When all planets are debilitated, you are the Supreme Lord because you have complete knowledge. It is ignorance that causes attachment. Attachment is not caused by the emotion which is causing attachment, is actually ignorance. If you have knowledge, why are you attached to it? Knowledge is freeing, they say. How does knowledge free if it is going to attach you? When you get attached to anything, when you get emotional about that thing, it means you don't have knowledge. Because if you have the knowledge, you will be free from that. You cannot be free from anything and say that I am still attached, I love this thing very much. If you love it very much, that means you are attached to it. And if you are attached to it, you don't have the knowledge. It's a very peculiar thing. Think about what I am saying. Love should be based upon a distance, what we call. If you don't keep that distance, it is an emotion. Love is, true love is with respect. You must respect their independent identity to the extent that they are detached. Their happiness and their sorrow should not give you happiness and sorrow. If your child stands first in the class, it is fine. If the child stands last in the class, it is fine. You should only guide the child to do what is right all the time. The moment you get involved, oh, my child has stood first, let me distribute sweets, there is an emotion. And that emotion shows lack of knowledge. What I am saying is very difficult, but it is the truth. I am not telling that all of you are going to become like this. But some of you may actually one day use this knowledge to progress spiritually. If Venus is exalted, it is extremely difficult for you to detach from your spouse. Extremely difficult. You will struggle with it all the time. And as you move away, you will feel that running away from the spouse is the solution. But in reality, not. Because you don't have to run away. That means you are still emotionally attached. That is why you are running away. Running away or running towards is all emotion. Being there and still keeping the distance in the mind is the knowledge which gives freedom. Yes. That's exactly what I answered, that I cannot answer that. Because wherever Ketu is exalted or debilitated, there is also a Rahu hanging around. So there is no answer to that. We have a Rahu Ketu together in this division chart, so why are we talking about exaltation of one? This is a division chart which is an extremely important spiritual chart also. And I cannot ignore the fact that it is, nor should I hide the fact from you. That is why I am talking these things with you. You must know that this is a chart with a Rahu Ketu together. You will not get moksha if the manas is attached. And how will you get detachment if you cannot debilitate the planets? The secret does not lie in strengthening the planets. The secret lies in weakening them. These are bonds like ropes. Graha, that is why they are called graha. Graha means grahana, eclipse. The word graha means grahana, it is from grahana, eclipse. Each of these planets is eclipsing you like a rope It is tying you. You are tied with these ropes. When the planet is debilitated, it gives you complete knowledge to free that bond. To free that thing, to unlock, to break the rope. So it's a blessing, is it not? It's a true spiritual blessing. Yes, please. Of course, MKS, see, the problem with MKS is something is dying. Means you are evolving. You are in the process of breaking those bonds. MKS indicates a soul which is spiritually evolving. It's a good sign from the spiritual standpoint. The point is, there is suffering around you and you will suffer if you are attached to it. If you can detach and tell yourself, it is not happening, it's a movie. It's a movie, it is not happening. There is nothing happening. It's all a movie. Tell yourself again and again and you will see after some time your mind will believe that. And when your mind believes that, you will be able to actually deal with the problem and completely solve it. There will be no problem left. It is because you realize when you have a planet exalted, it's a game. It's like a game. It's exalted, I feel high emotion. Oh, today he wrote me a letter. Oh, today I got an SMS, you know. Sanjayji, I got an SMS. I said, kya ho gaya hai yaar? Disgusting. Can't they deal with their SMSs and letters? Why do they come to me with that? Remember, how disgusting, all the time. I know that this is all exalted Venuses going out of control. They, so much ignorance. It is a pure ignorance. Basically, does it matter if he has sent you an SMS? No. Exactly 1 year from now, you will not even remember what was there. You will not even remember the SMS was there. Then why is it so important now? Do you remember? No, you don't. So when you don't, that means it is not important. It is not knowledge. Why waste your memory remembering that? So to that extent, it is disturbing your manas. Your manas is not tranquil. The tranquility in your meditations is not coming. It is actually not happiness. You think your wife is happy if you have an exalted Venus? No. If you can make your mind tranquil, your spouse will be very happy. It is the ripples in the water that cause disturbance. It is the huge storms on the water that cause huge waves. Exalted means huge storm. Debilitated means what? No energy, no? If there is no energy, the water is tranquil. That is the manas. Think of manas like water. Water in a pond. When grahas don't have energy, they cannot disturb the water. Is it clear? Is it best position? One planet you need. Just one planet in debility in the 10th house. One. Just pray to God. Give me one planet in debility in the 10th house. Then nothing in the world can disturb you. Why? Because 4th house and the 10th house are the houses of interaction of the mind. What the mind will experience, what information will come in the 4th house. It is reflected to the 10th house and then you take your decisions and come. If the 10th house is having a debilitated planet, no matter what storm you bring, this 10th house debilitated planet will say, calm down. Finish. Everything becomes calm. Did you see the blessing? One debilitated planet in the 10th house, you can calm down no matter how powerful the thing is. Truly blessed is the man who has one planet debilitated in the 10th. I consider my biggest blessing to be Mars in debility, my 10th Lord Mars in debility. That is my biggest blessing. Okay, I don't have a 10th Lord, I mean 10th house planet in debility, but I do have the 10th Lord in debility. So no matter what is the storm outside, I am very calm. And she knows that, my wife knows that. She sometimes says, how can you be so calm? He has written this, this, this. She knows that. She's upset. She said, make your herbal tea first, take some of that. those things will calm your nerves down, then think calmly. It doesn't matter. 6 months down the line, he won't remember the letter, I won't remember the letter, unless I want him to remember the letter. How do I want him to remember the letter? Copy the letter, paste it in a mail, reply to that word by word, discussions go on. 6 months down the line, we are still talking about it. It's not important. 6 months down the line, he won't remember. Forget it. It's not important. You have the power to decide what is important. So why don't you decide that the good things are only important in my life? That's all that you have to do. 10th house, decide. 10th house is decide. And what do you have to decide? Only good things which are good for me are good, are important. Rest are not important. Out from the window. It is not that difficult.